Please be seated. This wasn't how it started, of course. Jesus' ministry began a little oddly, but this wasn't even how this trip to Jerusalem started. There was a parade. People came out and lined the streets. They had learned. It had been 3 years. They had learned by now that Jesus wasn't the one-hit wonder of the preachers who were roving around the Judean countryside. They had learned. They had met the people he had healed. They had known Mary and Martha and Lazarus. Jesus might just, they had begun to believe, be the real thing. That was how it started, the parade and rejoicing. Those moments when it's easy. That wasn't, of course, how it ended. It ends alone, surrounded by hostile people who are convinced it has all been a fraud. When you spend enough time in the church, you learn that priests are really just people. So please remember that when I tell you I have a colleague who writes romance novels. And her Twitter feed, which is mostly where we have known each other, is fascinating. It's this sort of jumble of theology and writing romance novel commentary and family commentary. Really interesting thing, and it makes it fun to read. There was one time she said something along the lines that it is at that darkest moment in the novel when it seems like the two lovers will never reconcile, that they're about to reach the end and live happily ever after. Because in romance novels, you get happily ever after. It started so well. The crowd was in love with Jesus, and not just the puppy love that you see, where of course it's going to go well, but they had hope that this was real and it would last. And then the week goes on, the tensions in the city rise, and Jesus is left alone and dead. The disciples certainly must have thought that was the end. The end would happen in dark and horror, but they had forgotten that this whole story, not just of Jesus, but lived out best, perhaps, in Jesus, is really the story of God falling in love over and over again with his people. The darkest moment, when there is no hope, is never the end. Amen.